resident doctors, and we've always seen this, there are some resident doctors who have continued to work during the strike, and that has at times helped minimise some of the disruption.
Nick, thanks very much. We'll come back to you as and when throughout the programme. But Louise Stad is here, Chief Executive, Group Chief Executive, Ashford and St Peter's Hospitals and Royal Surrey NHS Foundation Trust. Louise, the doctors who are part of the BMA have accused the Health Secretary of fear-mongering, scaremongering over the rising levels of flu. What can you say from your position about how worrying that is at the moment? Has it been over-egged?
I don't think it's been over-egged. I think what was reported even last week when we talked and looked at the numbers was there seemed to be a huge rise. I think we've seen that plateau off, actually, in the last week. The two main hospital sites I run have probably got about a ward of patients each with flu, COVID and respiratory viruses. But, I mean, I think you have to react to what the science tells you. So it looked like there could be a massive, massive peak. That looks like it's slightly come down now.
And your ability to cope for the next 5 days, what can you say of that? Because it's quite confusing when you're listening to this, you know, that there's a strike going on, yet we're able to cope.
So, I mean, I think the NHS works best, doesn't it, when it works for the team. So what you've got here is one section of your team have been taken off the pitch. So people are working out of their normal position. So as your previous reporter said, you know, senior doctors are acting down, senior nurses are acting up. So what that means is you haven't got everything working as effectively as it can do. And people have to be taken off less urgent tasks in order to make sure that we keep safety at the forefront of what we do in our hospitals.
If your operation or procedure has been cancelled, how quickly in your trust do you think you can get people back in?
Well, patients are listed for surgery based on need. And also based on the amount of time that they have been waiting. So what you see then is that you see a knock-on effect of other patients having to be pushed back so that you can get the work you should have been doing over these 5 days in. So actually that is one of the biggest issues of these strikes, is the multiple cancellations that not just the people who should have been seen today have, but the people who are yet further on in the queue that you might have to push back.
How many people are going to be delayed where you are?
I actually can't give you that number, I'm afraid. We've probably, you know, we're on plan to deliver about 95% of what we hope to do. The Royal Surrey in itself is a big cancer centre. We haven't delayed any of our big cancer surgery that is happening today because we do know that will have real knock-on effects for life expectancy for patients.
95% delivered. Are strikes not at all to hold the government to ransom, as some would say, to get better conditions, as they would say? Are they not quite what they were?
I think that we are getting better at managing them. But let's just be really, really clear. You can't keep doing this. I think when you say they don't have they don't have a real toll on hospitals, they absolutely do. It's trying to manage like this for 5 days is a massive, massive toll. And we've got, you know, everybody, consultants working night shifts that they haven't worked in years, and trying to get to terms with electronic patient records and all the things that resident doctors do every day to make the hospital smooth running.
Does it also cause a bad atmosphere and a lot of frustration from colleagues?
I think I'd just go back to that team analogy. I think that's what working in the NHS is about. I think everybody...
Well, no, I know.
Absolutely.
It's just weird. Sorry, but it sounds incredibly reasonable. You can still keep 95%, but we shouldn't still have them, and everybody's acting up and acting down. It's just trying to get a sense of how people, I suppose, work and feel in the NHS.
Yeah, so people are frustrated, as you say. It's the 14th time. But, you know, our job is not to manage national policy. Our job is to try and keep patients safe. And so we try and manage our staff in the very best way we can to do that.
Yes, I suppose just trying to get a sense of from the staff how it is when other members of staff do this. Louise Stad, thank you very much. Group Chief Executive, Ashford and St Peter's Hospitals and Royal Surrey NHS Foundation Trust.
16 minutes past